Dasaraguna was the son
of
Hiranya Mazumdar, Govardhana Mazumdar.
He was son of Hiranya Mazumdar.
And uncle was Govardhana Mazumdar. They every year made like 8 lakhs of them, or 8 million gold coins.
Every year they would make around 8 lakh or 8 million of gold coins.
So, considering a gold coin is worth $1,100 today.
Today the worth of gold coin is $1,100.
But then, the value of money was much greater.
But then the value of money was much greater.
A few pennies, you could eat the whole year.
A few pennies, you could eat the whole year.
They had 80 conch shells equal 1 penny.
They had 80 conch shells would make 1 penny.
Little, small conch shells.
Small conch
shells. Called curries.
Called kotis.
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 So, he was like a multi-billionaire.
So he was like a multi-billionaire.
And he was the only, the heir apparent.
He was the only apparent heir.
But he was mad after joining Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But he was mad after joining Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And many times he had run away from his house.
Many times he would run away from his house.
But his father and uncle had an army.
But his uncle had an army.
So they would bring him back.
So they would bring him back.
And this way, finally, one time he went to see Lord Chaitanya.
And this way, finally, one time he went to see Lord Chaitanya.
In Shantipur.
In Shantipur.
Lord Chaitanya told him, don't be a so-called Vairagi.
Lord Chaitanya told him, don't be a so-called Vairagi.
Do your Grihastha Dharma.
Do your Grihastha Dharma.
And keep your mind always on Krishna.
And keep your mind always on Krishna.
Externally, you look like a bronze, handsome, same man.
Externally,
you look like a materialistic person.
You look like a materialistic person.
But internally, you keep your mind on Krishna.
But internally, you keep your mind on Krishna.
So for 1 year, he did that.
For 1 year, he did that.
And his parents were very happy.
And his parents were very happy.
Then, because his uncle had taken the tax collection.
But because his uncle has taken the tax collection.
And put a sugary, a Muslim out of the business.
The Chaudhary, the Muslim.
Was out of the business.
Was out of the business.
So, while the Govardhana Mazumdar was supposed to pay tax 15 million or something.
But Govardhana Mazumdar was supposed to pay the tax around 15 million or something.
And have 5 million for himself.
And kept 5 million for himself.
But instead, he was giving 12 million tax.
But instead, he was giving 12 million tax.
And keeping 8 million.
And keeping 8 million.
So he was keeping 300,000 extra.
So he was keeping 300,000 extra.
So the Chaudhary who was deprived of his job.
So the Chaudhary who was deprived of his job.
He gave information to the minister.
He gave information to the minister.
That he was cheating on his tax.
That he was cheating on his tax.
300,000.
300,000.
And the minister went to arrest him.
And then the minister went to arrest him.
But Govardhan and Hiranyamajundar had fled away.
But Govardhan and Hiranyamajundar had better way.
So they arrested Das Raghunath.
So they arrested Das Raghunath.
And Chaudhary was chastising him and saying,
and Chaudhary was chastising him and saying,
your uncles, your father and uncle have stolen from me.
Your uncles and father have stolen from me.
So he was threatening him.
So he was threatening him.
But he was afraid to beat him.
But he was afraid to beat him.
Because his family was Kayastha.
Because his family was Kayastha.
And he had a lot of influence, so he was afraid to beat him.
And he was, he had a lot of influence.
So then one day, Raghunath Das, he said to the Chaudhary.
So one day, he said to the Chaudhary,
brothers, sometimes argue, sometimes they're friends.
Brothers sometimes argue, sometimes they're friends.
You're also a brother.
You're also the brother of my father or my uncle.
In fact, you're like a living saint. You know all the Shastra, the Quran.
In fact, you are like a living saint. You know all the Shastras. You know the Quran.
I'm also your son.
I'm also like your son.
So, you know, I think that my brother, my uncles, and they should, you know, sit with you and make a nice arrangement.
I think my uncle, my father, they should sit with you and make some nice arrangement.
Oh, the Chaudhary, hearing his pleading voice, tears are running down his beard. He said, "For today, you're my son."
So Chaudhary had tears were flowing from his eyes, and he said, "From today, you are my son."
And so he said, "Please have your uncle and brother make some arrangement with me, and whatever you decide, I'll be happy."
So he said, "Please make some arrangement with your father and uncle, and whatever you decide, I will be happy."
So, like that, his uncle met with the Chaudhary and they arranged something.
So like that, his uncle met with the Chaudhary and they made some arrangements.
Like this, he was leading 1 year.
Like this, he was leading 1 year.
And when he wanted to join Lord Chaitanya and come back.
He wanted to join as soon as he heard that Lord Chaitanya had come back
to Jagannath Puri.
To Jagannath Puri.
He ran away. But his father apprehended him. So this happened a few times. And mother said, "Why don't we just tie him up?" Father said, "He has money like Indra." A wife like an apsara. That couldn't tie him down.
Vaikuntha in Vrindavan.
Someone who is crazy after Lord Chaitanya.
Someone who is chasing after Lord Chaitanya.
He can't tie down, what a rope do. If these things could tie down, what a rope do.
If these things cannot stop him, what would a rope do?
We can't. What's our karma?
We cannot. Was that karma?
Like that. But he was. Then one day, Das Raghunath, he had an idea and he went to Vanihati.
Then one day Das Raghunath had an idea and he went to Panihati.
There he saw Lord Nityananda seated under a banyan tree on the side of the Ganges.
There he saw Lord Nityananda sitting under a banyan tree on the side of the Ganges.
Surrounded by great devotees.
He was surrounded by great devotees.
And distinguished gentlemen of the neighborhood.
And distinguished gentlemen of the neighborhood.
But he was amazed to see the influence, the effulgence of Lord Nityananda.
But he was amazed to see the effulgence of Lord Nityananda.
From a distance he offered his obeisances.
From a distance he offered his obeisances.
And then one of Nityananda's secretaries, and there is Das Raghunath offering his obeisances.
And then one of the secretary of Nityananda told that there is Das Raghunath offering his obeisances.
And then Lord Nityananda said, "Ah, you're like a thief."
Lord Nityananda said, "Ah, you are like a thief.
But you stay away.
But you stay away.
And now I want to punish you.
And now so, I want to punish you.
Come here.
Come here."
He stayed laid down.
But Das Raghunath, he stayed laid down.
And Nityananda rolled up, put his lotus feet on his head.
And Nityananda woke him up and put his lotus feet on his head.
And picked him up.
Picked him up.
And said, "Your punishment, I want you to feed me and my associates a feast of chura and dahi."
And your punishment is you have to feed me and my assistants chira and dahi.
Flat rice, yogurt and fruits.
Flat rice, yogurt and fruits.
For Das Raghunath, a multi-billionaire giving a little picnic was not a big thing.
For Das Raghunath, a multi-millionaire, for giving a picnic.
Billionaire.
Giving a picnic for him was not a big thing.
But it was a great opportunity to serve the Lord.
But it was a great opportunity to serve the Lord.
And Nityananda Prabhu, he was very humorous and very.
So Nityananda Prabhu, he was very humorous
and merciful.
And merciful.
So he gave his service to Das Raghunath.
So he gave this service to Das Raghunath.
And then Das Raghunath brought all the chira, dahi, etc.
So Das Raghunath. So Das Raghunath bought all the chira, dahi, etc. from the nearby villages.
But then the people heard that they are going to have a feast.
But then the people heard that they are going to have a feast.
So Brahmanas and other people, they came.
The Brahmanas and other people, they came.
To participate in the feast.
To participate in the feast.
Allah Nityananda asked them to sit on a raised platform.
Lord Nityananda asked them to sit on a raised platform.
That soon filled up.
That soon filled up.
And then they sat in the field.
Then they decided to sit in the field.
And then the field filled up.
Then the field filled up.
And then they sat and they stood on the bank of the Ganges.
Then they stood on the bank of the Ganges.
When there was no more room on the bank of the Ganges.
And when there was no room on the bank of the Ganges.
Some people stood in the water.
Some people stood in the water.
On the Ganges up to their knees.
water in the Ganges up to their knees.
Das Raghunath had his assistants.
Das Raghunath had his assistants.
Mixed chit rice. And fruits and some big multi-containers.
He had his assistants mixed chira, fruits, yogurt in a big earthen pot, mati vessels.
And so they gave 7 large pots. Lord Nityananda.
So they gave 7 large pots to Lord Nityananda.
And everyone else, they gave two pots.
And everyone else, they gave two pots.
One pot of yogurt.
One pot of yogurt.
And one pot of condensed milk.
One pot of condensed milk.
With flat rice.
With fruits. With flat rice and fruits.
And then Lord Nityananda, by his meditation.
And Lord Nityananda. Then Lord Nityananda, by his meditation,
he called Lord Chaitanya.
He called Lord Chaitanya.
That time was in some other part of India.
That time Lord Chaitanya was in some other part of India.
There. Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they walked through all the devotees.
There, the Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya walked through all the devotees.
And Lord Chaitanya took some rice from the pot of the devotees and put in the mouth of Lord Nityananda.
Then Lord Chaitanya put some chipped rice from the pot of some devotees and put in the mouth of Lord Nityananda.
And Lord Chaitanya, he took a morsel.
And Lord Chaitanya took...
Then Lord Nityananda took a morsel.
Then Lord Nityananda took a morsel.
And put it in the mouth of Lord Chaitanya.
Put in the mouth of Lord Chaitanya.
But very few people could see Lord Chaitanya.
But very few people could see Lord Chaitanya.
Those who were very fortunate.
Those who were very fortunate.
And most people, they didn't understand what was going on.
For most people, they did not understand what was going on.
I saw Lord Nityananda taking prasad and putting it in the air.
They saw Lord Nityananda putting little prasad and putting in the air.
And disappear.
And the prasad would disappear.
And then Lord Chaitanya would take out some prasad and put it in Nityananda's mouth.
And then Lord Chaitanya would take out some prasad and put in the mouth of Lord Chaitanya.
They see some rice rising in the air and going in Nityananda's mouth.
They see some rice flying in the air and going in the mouth of Lord Nityananda.
But they didn't see Lord Chaitanya.
But they did not see Lord Chaitanya.
And Lord Nityananda, then he sat down on the raised platform.
And Lord Nityananda, he sat down on a raised platform.
And he had Lord Chaitanya sitting with him.
And he had Lord Chaitanya sitting with him.
And they were having... So Lord Nityananda was so happy to have Lord Chaitanya with him.
Lord Nityananda was so happy to have Lord Chaitanya with him.
That he was having various ecstatic symptoms.
That he was having various ecstatic symptoms.
And then he told all the people... Chant the holy name.
Then he told all the people, chant the holy name.
Everyone began to chant, Haribol! 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 All you could hear was the chanting of the holy names.
All you could hear was the chanting of the holy names.
It resounded throughout the whole universe.
Resounded throughout the whole universe.
Hari, Hari, Hari! Actually, material sounds cannot penetrate the universal shell.
Actually, the material sound cannot penetrate the material shell.
But the name of Hari is transcendental.
Universal shell, but the name of the Hari is transcendental.
It can transcend the universe.
It can transcend the universe.
And go out to the spiritual world.
And go out to the spiritual world.
Hari Hari! Like this. And then Raghunath Das came and said, I have prepared a lunch for you.
Then Raghunath Das came and said that I have prepared a lunch for you.
And it's already offered to deities. It's hot, it's ready for you.
And it's offered to the deities, and it's hot, and it's ready for you.
Lord Nityananda said, I belong to the cohort boys.
Lord Nityananda said, I belong to cowherd boys.
I like to eat picnic with my cowherd friends.
I would like to eat in picnic with my friends.
And I'll go and take the dinner later.
I'll go and take the dinner later.
And made them sit down and gave them 2 pots.
And he made them sit down and gave 2 pots.
That's why I told the pujaris in Mayapur that.
That's why I told the pujaris in Mayapur that.
At least the Panch Tatva, they should serve the lunch later.
At least to Panch Tatva, they should serve the lunch later.
But they're not doing that.
But they're not doing that.
They're saying, no, this is our Nitya Seva to offer lunch.
But they are saying, no, this is our Nitya Seva to offer lunch.
And they should see the pastime.
And they should see the pastime.
Lord Nityananda will not take it.
Lord Nityananda will not take it.
So I have to give them later.
So we have to give them later.
If you make it now, that's all right.
If you make it now, that's all right.
But they won't take it.
But they won't take it.
So you have to give later also.
So you have to give them later also.
Prabhupada said we should make transcendental places of the pastimes of the Lord.
Prabhupada said that we should make the transcendental places of the pastimes of the Lord.
And this pastime of Lord Nityananda with Raghunath Das.
This pastime of Lord Nityananda with Raghunath Das.
Is a very special pastime.
It's a very special pastime.
So I went to Panihati once or twice with Srila Prabhupada.
I went to Panihati once or twice with Srila Prabhupada.
He wanted to make a branch there.
He wanted to make a branch there.
He was saying how it was very important.
He was saying how it is very important.
We also got our first Shaligram Shila from Panihati Dham.
We also got our first Shaligram Shila from Panihati Dham. You can ask Jananivas Prabhu about that.
I saw Prabhupada showing him how to worship the Shaligram Shila.
I saw Prabhupada showing him how to worship Shaligram Shila.
How to draw a face on the Shaligram.
How to draw a face on the Shaligram.
Etc.
Etc.
So, I went there on the Panihati day.
Then I went there on the Panihati day.
We went there with a truck.
We went there with a truck.
We didn't know what to expect.
We didn't know what to expect.
So, but then the place was packed.
But then the place was packed.
With hundreds of thousands of people.
With hundreds and thousands of people.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
So the police said you can't take a truck in here.
The police said you cannot take a truck in here.
We had a truck filled with bananas, mangoes.
We had
chira, dahi.
We had the truck filled with bananas, mangoes, chira, dahi.
What to do?
So what to do?
And then a rain cloud came.
And then a rain cloud came.
And it started raining.
And it started raining.
All the people were off the road.
All the people were off the road.
And then the road officer said, quick, we loaded up half the things on our back and carried down to the tree of Lord Nityananda.
And then we loaded down half of the things and carried down to the tree where Lord Nityananda was sitting.
And the rain stopped.
Then the rain stopped.
And we loaded the road.
And everybody filled up the
Somehow
road.
We went back to the truck.
Somehow we went back to the truck.
And the rain came again.
Then the rain came again.
And people went off the road.
And people went off the road.
We took the next half. Tied up on the side.
Tied up on the side.
On the tree.
Of the tree.
And there we brought the Nithai Gaur under the tree.
So there we brought the Nithai Gaur under the tree.
And there was some devotee. He was a ballad singer.
There was some devotee who was balancing it.
And then as soon as he saw Nittai Gaur, he started singing in Bengali, Nittai Gaur Rani Hati Asache, Nittai Gaur Rani Hati Asache. Nittai Gaur has come, Nittai Gaur has come.
Then as soon as he saw Nittai Gaur, he started in Bengali, that Nittai Gaur has come, Nittai Gaur has come.
I saw that. And they have this, people sit on the side of the tree, all Brahmins.
They have these people sit on the side of the tree, the Brahmins.
They were not so happy that we came.
They were not so happy that we came.
They had become some business, I guess.
They had maybe some business, I guess.
But anyway, we had Nittai Gaur there.
But anyway, we had Nittai Gaur there.
And he offered some 108 parts of Chiradvai.
We offered some 108 parts of Chiradvai.
But how to distribute?
But how to distribute?
It's thousands and thousands of people.
It's thousands of thousands of people.
And one person took a pot. He started to distribute it.
One person takes the pot and started distributing it.
Suddenly, I saw like hundreds of hands reaching out.
Suddenly we saw hundreds and hundreds of hands reaching the pot.
And he disappeared.
And he disappeared.
And he came crawling out between the legs.
Then he came out crawling between the legs.
He said, this is not the way.
He said, this is not?
Not the way.
Not the way.
And then someone else took a pot and went to the top of the tree.
Then someone else took the pot and went to the top of the tree.
And then people were like reaching out like the birds.
And then people were reaching out like the birds.
Taking a little bit.
And taking a little bit.
Anyway, now we have made a whole pandal and
anyway, now we have made
queuing system.
The whole pandal and queue system.
And they feed about thousands of people.
And we feed about 1,000 people.
No, 2,000.
2,000 people.
But the first year, we didn't know what to expect, we didn't know what to do.
But the first year, we didn't know what to expect, we didn't know what to do.
And there's no advertisement. This is a spontaneous festival.
There is no advertisement, this is a spontaneous festival.
Just that in certain calendars it says, on this date, the Pani Hati Festival.
Just on certain calendars, it is said that on this date, there is a Pani Hati Festival.
And hundreds of thousands of people attend there.
And hundreds and thousands of people attend there.
And they are chanting Hare Krishna, they are dancing.
And they are chanting Hare Krishna and they are dancing.
Each one of each person makes the chiradoi and gives it out to others.
Each person makes chiradoi mixer and give to others.
So, here in Mayapur, they have been observing the chiradoi.
Here in Mayapur, they have been observing the chiradoi.
And they take a truck to the side of Pani Hati.
And they take a truck to the side of Pani Hati.
But now it's due to the lockdown, we can't do that.
But now, because of the lockdown, we cannot do that.
So we are doing the festival here.
So we are doing the festival here.
We thank all the donors for helping.
We thank all the donors for helping.
So, in Atlanta, Prabhupada called it the new Pani Hati Dham.
In Atlanta, Prabhupada called it new Pani Hati Dham.
So since I was in Pani Hati with Prabhupada.
Since I was in Pani Hati with Prabhupada.
And since I went to Pani Hati some years to distribute the yogurt and chilled rice.
And since I went to Pani Hati for some years to distribute chida and yogurt,
I know that what the significance of Pani Hati was to some extent.
I knew what the significance of Pani Hati was to some extent.
Although Prabhupada had given the name New Pani Hati Dham.
Although Prabhupada was given the name New Pani Hati Dham.
They weren't having a big festival.
They were not having a big festival.
I established the big festival.
So I established the big festival.
And since there are, in America, we had fruits from the temperate climate and from eastern India.
Since America, we had the fruits from different climates, from India.
North America, apples, peaches, plums and things.
North America, apples, peaches, plums and things.
We made 18 different flavors.
We made 18 different flavors.
In Panihati, usually one or two.
In Panihati, there's usually one or two.
Lord Nityananda had some.
Lord Nityananda would have some.
Seven.
So,
here in Mayapur, we're having at least 20 flavors.
So in Mayapur, we are having at least 20 flavors.
And of various types.
Of various types.
And this year I'm making a new flavor.
This year I am making a new flavor.
The Madhavendra Puri Bhoga.
This Madhavendra Puri Bhoga.
Lord Chaitanya tree. Madhavendra Puri is the root.
Lord Chaitanya tree. Madhavendra Puri is the root.
And also other sannyasis.
And also other sannyasis.
Like Paramananda Puri.
Like Paramananda Puri.
They're the roots.
They're the roots.
So we're having a salty root. Seed rice preparation. I mean, salty root, flat rice, yellow preparation.
So we are having a salty, sweet, flat
rice, yellow.
Salty, flat rice, and yogurt preparation.
All roots.
All roots.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Kochu.
Potato.
Different roots.
Different roots.
Several roots.
Several roots.
So, we hope that that's our Madhavendra Puri Bhoga.
We hope that that's the Madhavendra Puri Bhoga.
Since the international flights have been discontinued to India.
Since the international flight have been discontinued to India.
We have local fruits.
We have local fruits.
But now I see mango, lychee, jackfruit, banana season.
But now is the lychee, jackfruit, banana season.
So, a few foreign fruits to grow here.
A few?
Foreign fruits to grow.
Foreign fruits to go here.
Like apples and things.
Like apples and things.
So, we're making some preparations.
So we are making some preparations.
So I'm thinking that some of the names might be Nijai Gauranga, Nataraja, Mahabhoga.
I was thinking that some names could be Nijai Gauranga, Nataraj, Mahabhoga.
Yes, Nijai Gauranga, the king of the dancers.
Just like Nitai Gauranga are the king of the dancers.
Srila Prabhupada said that mango is the king of the fruits.
Mango, Prabhupada said that mango is the king of the fruits.
So we are making a special mango mix.
We are making a special mango mix.
Like that.
Like that.
So, I'm having different devotees help.
I'm having different devotees help.
We're missing our team from Atlanta.
We're visiting our team. We are missing our team from Atlanta.
But somehow, we'll have to do.
But somehow, we will have to do.
So, actually, why was this called the punishment of Lord?
Actually, why was this called the punishment of Das Raghunath?
Actually, Das Raghunath. He met Lord Chaitanya personally.
Actually, Das Raghunath, he met Lord Chaitanya personally.
But he was not accepted.
But he was not accepted.
Because to approach the Lord, Yadav through the guru or a devotee.
Because to approach the Lord, you have to go through guru or a devotee.
So, that's why Srila Nityananda Prabhu was in charge of Bengal preaching.
So, Nityananda Prabhu was in charge of Bengal preaching.
And he is Adi Guru.
He is the Adi Guru.
So, but he didn't go through Nityananda Prabhu.
But he didn't go through the Nityananda Prabhu.
And that's why he was like a thief.
That's why he was like a thief.
He tried to steal the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
He was trying to steal the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Without going over, or jumping over the Guru.
By jumping over the Guru.
Jumping over Lord Nityananda.
Jumping over Lord Nityananda.
And now that he had come to see Lord Nityananda.
Now that he had come to see Lord Nityananda.
He would give this special service.
He would give this special service.
And he, also Lord Chaitanya personally came and accepted his offering.
Also Lord Chaitanya personally came and accepted his offering.
And Lord, and so Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, they accepted his offering.
So Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, they accepted his offering.
So, Lord Nityananda, so-called Panasvati, was actually giving the greatest mercy to Lord Das Raghuna.
But in the form of punishment, actually Lord Nityananda was giving the greatest mercy to Das Raghuna.
And he told him at the end of the festival.
And he told him at the end of the festival.
That I bless you that you'll be able to join Lord Chaitanya.
I bless you that you will be able to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And then, soon after that, Das Raghuna was able to leave and meet Lord Chaitanya and Dhanapuri.
And soon after that, Das Raghuna was able to leave and meet Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri.
And Lord Chaitanya praised him as a personal assistant.
And Lord Chaitanya placed him as an personal assistant. He made him an assistant to his personal secretary.
Swarup Damodar Das.
Swarup Damodar Das.
So, this festival has special aspects to it.
So this festival has special aspects to it.
And it gives one the opportunity to get the special mercy of Nithai Gaur.
That it gives a special opportunity to get the special mercy of Nithai Gaur.
So, I'm very happy to be observing this festival here.
I'm very happy to be observing this festival here.
I'm very grateful to all the devotees who are helping.
I'm very grateful to all the devotees who are helping.
What time is it?
8:45.
Any question?
Oh, Bhakti Nityananda Maharaj.
He records it somewhere. Yeah. I have a question online. I put it on paper, but I'm still on the door.
Yeah.
They're
calling and asking.
Huh?
I want to know.
Please.
I want to know. Who was the first person organized the hot milk, condensed milk, yogurt? Banana with fruits, sweets. Who was the first organizer? In ISKCON?
No.
Advisor? In ISKCON?
No.
Maharaj, it is in ISKCON you are asking?
Maharaj, it is in ISKCON you are asking regarding ISKCON?
Das Raghunath was the first organizer.
Das Raghunath was the first organizer.
He organized it. He was given the service by Lord Nityananda.
He was given the service by Lord Nityananda.
I think many devotees observe Chiradai festival.
I think many devotees observe this Chiradai festival.
Well, like in China, they were asking, they said, we don't have Chira.
But in China, they were asking that we don't have this Chira.
We don't have flat rice.
We don't have flat rice.
So, I told them, well, maybe cook rice and mix yogurt and fruit with it.
Told maybe cooked rice, mix yogurt and fruits with it.
In America, since there are many Indians. They import the flat rice. It's very dry. It merges.
And it merges. Okay. This is a question from internet. Kaivalya Sundari. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Did this pastime happen after Lord Chaitanya left this world? Is that why Lord Chaitanya was invisible?
No, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were still in the world.
No, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were still in the world.
The reason why he was invisible was that he was physically somewhere else.
The reason why he was invisible because he was physically somewhere else.
But Lord Nityananda brought him there.
But Lord Nityananda brought him there.
By his meditation. So he was invisible to everyone except Lord Nityananda. He was very special devotees.
So he was invisible to everyone except Lord Nityananda and very few very special devotees.
But then after that, Das Raghunath, when the Jana Puri had associated with Lord Chaitanya.
But then after that, Das Raghunath, he went to Jagannath Puri and had the association of Lord Chaitanya.
And later he was one of the six Goswamis in Vrindavan.
Later he was one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Okay, this is a question, Guru Maharaj. During this lockdown, how we can celebrate Panihati festival at home?
Since they, I don't know where you are, but in Mayapur, since the government has allowing 10 people in each temple.
In Mayapur, the West Bengal government is allowing 10 people at one time in the temple.
In each place of worship. So,
We are letting the devotees come for darshan.
The first time in 71 days. But otherwise, in other places, people can mix flat rice and yogurt.
But otherwise, other places, people can mix flat rice and yogurt.
Offer that to their deity of Nitai Gaur.
And offer that to their deities on Nitai Gaur.
Or
the photos or something.
And then take the prasadam.
It's not a fast day.
It's a feast day.
But,
Lord Nityananda would eat this as his lunch.
And Lord Nityananda would eat this as his lunch.
And take his lunch later.
And take his lunch later.
The questions came disappeared.
Okay. Is there any equivalent pastime in Krishna Leela with Panihati?
You see, a crowd of boys would take their lunch in the forest with Krishna.
You see, the cowherd boys, they would take their lunch in the forest with Krishna.
And that was the pastime that Lord Nityananda was doing in Panihati.
That was the pastime Lord Nityananda was doing in Panihati.
He was accepting all the Brahmins' associates as...
He was accepting all the Brahmins and the associates...
As cowherd friends.
As cowherd friends.
So that's the pastime.
So that was the pastime.
Last question. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, dear Guru Maharaj. How do I get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu?
Lord Nityananda is very merciful.
Lord Nityananda is very merciful.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, say the name of Nitai Gauranga.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that if we chant the names Nitai Gauranga,
even today it awakens love of Krishna.
Even today it awakens the love of Krishna.
You can also observe this Panihati festival.
You can also observe this Panihati festival.
And if you have the mercy of Lord Nityananda and various ways.
And you can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda in various ways.
Thank you very much for your question.
Thank you very much for your questions. Okay, last question. Saran Mukhi Radhika Devi Dasi. Please accept my respectful obeisances, Guru Maharaj. What should be our mood while celebrating Panihati festival?
There are many senior devotees here. You get the input, but...
You can get the input, but...
I am in the glass room, but the door is locked. So, I would think that our mood should be one of service.
I think that our mood should be one of service.
We want to satisfy Lord Nityananda.
We want to satisfy Lord Nityananda.
We want to help great devotees like Das Raghunath.
We want to help great devotees like Das Raghunath.
And in this service attitude, try to engage in the... service of the Supreme Lord and His devotees.
Try to engage in the service of the Lord and His devotees.
We are trying to be the Dasanudas.
We are trying to be the Dasanudas.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you all.
Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga.